This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Texas summers come with lots of rituals. Barbecues, trips to the water park, or pool time. And, of course, mosquitoes. This summer, there's even more fear of mosquitoes because of the Zika virus. That isn't the only mosquito-related concern, though. I spoke with Dr. Seema Yasmin with the Dallas Morning News about the latest advice for mosquito protection for pregnant women and everyone else.
If you're a pregnant woman in Texas, your chance of getting Zika here is very, very low because we haven't detected the virus in any mosquitoes here yet, thankfully. But if you're a pregnant woman who has plans to travel to Brazil or somewhere where there's a Zika epidemic, the advice from physicians, from the CDC, from health officials everywhere is don't go unless there's some reason that you really have to go. And even then, you know, really think about postponing your plans.
And a lot of pregnant women are also being told to put on a lot of bug spray, things like DEET. But there's this idea of DEET as being this terrible thing to put on, especially if you're pregnant. Is it really bad? What's worse?
CDC will tell you that DEET is fine. And of course, you're always weighing, right, the risks. Is the insecticide more dangerous? Is the actual disease you're trying to not get more dangerous? So CDC will say it's fine to use DEET. But I know so many women who have been pregnant who are so careful about what they put in their bodies and on their bodies. So it's a tough one when you're pregnant.
So we can all take precautions like covering ourselves and using bug spray. But at the larger level, what can cities do to prevent diseases like Zika?
This is a discussion I had with the CEO of a British biotech called Oxitec, and his name was Hayden Parry. And actually, we're talking about DEET, and DEET always makes me think of DDT.
Oh, yes.
That infamous insecticide. And in fact, we are so disturbed by how quickly Zika has been spreading and its potential to cause these awful complications that there's now discussion in the scientific community about whether we should bring back DDT, which was banned. So I said to this biotech CEO, should we bring back DDT? And he said, that's backwards. Like, DDT has worked. It's helped municipalities get rid of mosquitoes. But that's also the terrible thing, is that it persists in the environment for so long.
And so what did he say when you asked him? He said it was a backwards idea to bring back DDT. So he has, of course, something else he's selling, right?
Well, of course. I mean, he is a CEO of this company that has made these genetically engineered mosquitoes. And they genetically engineer the male. So when the males go out into the wild and they mate with a female, they produce offspring, but those offspring never reach adulthood.
These mutant mosquitoes that they're talking about releasing, they're just one type of mosquito. And there are 50 types of mosquitoes or more here in Texas. So is this mosquito they're talking about the one that carries Zika, the only one?
So this genetically engineered mosquito that's being made in Britain is now being used in parts of Brazil to combat the Zika epidemic is the Aedes aegypti. So it's the one that can spread Zika. But we already know that the Zika virus can be spread by other mosquitoes, too.
Okay, so we're all talking about Zika and focused on Zika. But when I called up a biology professor at UNT, Jim Kennedy, he's been tracking the mosquito population in Denton for more than a decade. We spent 10 minutes before we even touched the word Zika. He's worried about something else entirely. And I bet you can guess what that is.
West Nile?
Yes.
Oh, I would be too. I mean, that's the biggest threat here. Zika, we have to keep our eye on. We need to be worried because it could spread. And we've already seen sexual transmission here. And all it will take is for a traveler to come back from a Zika-affected area, be bitten by a local mosquito. And we could see small local outbreaks here like we have with dengue fever in southern Texas. But West Nile is the bigger concern in Texas.
And in the past few weeks, mosquitoes in the area have already tested positive for West Nile virus. So what's the advice?
To cover up, wear long pants and wear long sleeves. With the mosquitoes that spread Zika, they are day biters. They are what we call aggressive day biters. So you have to cover up during the day as well. Wear insect repellent. If you're a pregnant woman, you need to have that conversation with your partner, with family members about weighing up how you feel about using something like DEET. But really avoid mosquitoes at all costs. You know, put the AC on, keep windows closed, use screens. It's interesting to me that the advice we're giving now about how to avoid mosquito bites isn't that different from the advice we were giving 50 years ago.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Seema Yasmin is staff writer for the Dallas Morning News and a professor for UT Dallas. She's also a former disease detective for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.